The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
ចាំមានចង់បានទឹកស្អាតប្រើឲ្យកុំឲ្យកូនឈឺរងហើយនេះខ្ញុំកូនខ្ញុំរៀបដាក់ខ្យល់ខ្ញុំថាកូនឯងខ្ញុំជាតិមកជាតិក្រោយទៅចាប់ជាតិជាមួយគេតែមានលុយគេមើលវាជាដល់វាប្រាប់ខ្ញុំវិញថាម៉ែម៉ែឯងកុំយំនិយាយថាកុំឲ្យខ្ញុំយំខ្ញុំក៏ថាខ្ញុំបានយកទីកូន
There are hundreds, thousands, thousands of mothers like that.
Mothers that are weeping out there because their babies have died or they're dying. But we can make the difference. You can be right there in your hearts, giving and sharing life to these children.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to be able to communicate with you. Our love for the privilege of talking to you and spending time with you, and the love that God's not only put in our heart for Him, but His love He's put in our hearts for you and for people all over the world. You remember recently we saw something that really moved us on television. I think a lot of people saw it, that little boy. Can you describe what you saw and what it meant?
As I was listening to the story, it was about a soldier that was coming home on approximately a 2-week leave. And he had a son that was crippled. They said he would never walk. And so when he came home and he saw his family and his son, he expected to probably see in a wheelchair because he wasn't supposed to walk. And this son walked to his father. And it just really touched my heart because I thought, that is the sweet love of God expressing compassion to that little boy and that father and their love for one another, James. And that father was so blessed and so surprised pleasantly to see his son coming toward him.
It was obvious that that little boy and the whole family and all of the medical people, the therapists, had worked so hard in order for that little boy to do what had been considered and even diagnosed as impossible. And that little fellow walked to his dad. And it brings tears to my eyes because I know what it had to mean. But let me tell you what really, really got me. And it's a sense of gratitude. I saw so many people in the news and just so many people reacting to that with such gratitude that this little boy got to walk. I mean, what I saw in that I think is important for you to realize is that deep in the heart, I think there'd be so few who don't really want something good to happen to people that have had difficult challenges in their life. In other words, for them to have their miracle moment. One of the best-selling books years ago, I Believe in Miracles. I thought seriously in the early days of our ministry when I watched God change so many lives and even heal people of incredible diseases and afflictions. And I thought, well, I'm just going to write one. I, too, believe in miracles. Well, I, too, do. I do believe in miracles. I believe in the miracle power of God expressed through love. And oftentimes the miracles don't even require the supernatural, like some kind of parting of the water, the Red Sea, or a burning bush, or raising somebody from a grave. But it's the miracle of releasing God's love that, in a sense, does raise people from the grave, does part the water of their challenge and their difficulty. Sometimes it's just giving people a drink of water. Remember Jesus said, if you give a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward? Just a cup of water something we take for granted. And yet many people don't have clean water. Betty, it's hard for a lot of viewers to understand that a billion people or more in the world don't have access to clean water. Hundreds of millions of others have water that has contamination to the point that it can cause disease. Mm-hmm. And it can be remedied in many areas with just the simple act of giving people a well.
It is, James, and it's something that we so readily take for granted because we are a blessed country. We can easily get fresh water when we're really, really thirsty. But can you imagine these children and these parents of these children just so desperate in their hearts to take care of their children, and they can't give them the one thing that would keep them from dying, and that's fresh water.
I want you to look at it. I want you just to look at just kind of a scene of reality around the world, and you'll see people you recognize referencing it and that you have great respect for. But however great the respect is, or the appreciation for them, or even the recognition of what they reference as being an issue, you are the miracle solution, the miracle answer, the miracle waiting to happen. Just watch and think about it. I know the answer. Wait a minute. I may be the answer. In reality, the one who delivers the much-needed miracle. Watch closely. You know, if you were thirsty in Africa or in many of the remote parts of the world, you'd walk up to a stream like this, you'd say, oh, I've got great water. But what you don't realize is in this area alone, thousands of people got cholera, serious severe diarrhea, many people it cost them their children.
This scene is so typical around the world. This is their water source. And yet you can see that it is filled with trash, it is filled with cow manure that's flowing into this stream. But she has no option. This is it.
This is filthy, dirty water, and they're drinking this stuff.
You have to understand, in every single village around the globe right now, there's a hospital with a dying child that is related to water.
Children whose lives get stolen away by waterborne diseases literally infiltrates their body through this water and steals their life away.
There are so many children and babies that die every day because they have no clean water.
You know, 60% of the infant deaths worldwide are due to water-related illnesses.
This is a global problem. 1 billion people, 400 million of them are here in Africa, but there's 1 billion people worldwide that don't have access to safe, clean water.
Now, I want you to understand what that means, is that translates into lives in all the rural villages of mothers and children that are drinking filthy water.
4 million people will die from waterborne diseases this year alone.
You know that there's 10,000 people a day that die from the waterborne diseases, and most of them are children 5 and under.
But don't think that you can't do something about it because it's so enormous. You can, because it starts with one child, one family, one village at a time.
So we're not really talking about equipment. We're not just talking about drilling a hole in the ground. We're talking about saving lives.
This one child you can see wants the water, needs the water, and her little community now has it because of your gift. She will grow up with clean water. That's maybe a small item to you, but to these children, it's life. Let's not forget that. Please, these children need it now, and there are children all over the world who don't have it. So your gift will make a difference.
Well, you know, as I watched that, all of those scenes where, you know, Betty and I have been and watched all the different representative voices and think about all these people that we do respect and appreciate because of their God-given ability to sing, communicate, speak, or to minister. And you think about them going all over the world to these remote areas for one reason, to express God's love. And then to come back to you and to say, here is the situation. that love can effectively address. There are many diseases that we have to fight to find a cure for. I've told you many times, I'm so grateful Betty and I support outreaches like St. Jude's, the Children's Hospital, trying to fight all childhood illnesses and diseases and find a cure and to give help to those who are suffering. And every one of us wish we could find the perfect cure for every problem. Well, we've got the perfect cure. I mean, it's right here in this little cup, and this is not coffee. It's not some soft drink or something we enjoy. This is just plain water. And it's real important because without it, we can't live. That's just a fact. We have to have it. And it's so meaningful that Jesus says, if you just give a cup, you're not going to lose the reward God has for it. It's special. I don't even know what all that means, but I've told you many times, if you watch, I don't need a bigger reward than to just see some child, so to speak, raised from the grave, from the dead, because that's where they're headed. Well, we have got targeted right now hundreds of places to drill fresh water wells. And I want to ask you, could I just kind of reach out, so to speak, and not just take your hand, but, I mean, touch your heart to inspire you to extend your hand and say, I'll tell you what, I'll give a cup of water. And right now you see a telephone number there on the screen. That's 911, not for you, but for someone else. Because when you dial that number, you're not just answering a call where there's an emergency, you're the answer to the emergency. You're the one that sends the help. And this is not wishful thinking. This is not hope we can help. We can help. We can drill those hundreds of water wells in those areas where there's serious contamination and disease. We can do it, and with your help, we will do it. Would you dial that number, please? Are you moving to the phone? I know you care. Would you take your bank card and say, I'm doing it? Maybe you've thought about it. Maybe you've done it before. If you've done it before, you know the joy that comes. Well, do it again, because I can tell you right now, we need some help. There are some areas where we're going to come up short if we don't have somebody say, I'll do the well there, $4,800, or I'll give $1,200, pray three, join me, and we'll have a well, $2,400. Some of you can do that. I know you will. Everyone watching, I really believe this. I believe you could give $48 and give 10 people water. Some of you could give 30 people water by making gifts of 144. I don't know at what level you can participate, but I believe everybody can give a cup of water in some way. So would you do it? Just move to the phone or go online. Many of you like to give that way. Lifetoday.org. Yes, I want to make a gift. I want to donate. I want to help you. And you can make that gift. If you write a check, and many still do that, and thank God, make it to Life. That's what you're giving. You're giving a whole village a wellspring of life. So would you do that? But if you write the check and address the envelope, call the number there and say, answer to someone's prayer. Answer to the heart cry of a missionary, to a whole family, to a whole village. I'm going to help. Would you let us know what you're sending? We have some special gifts for you. You may wonder, well, why do you send gifts? Because I know it must cost money to do that. Yes, it does. But you see, you are precious to the Lord, and you're a treasure. You're important to us. So we like to invest in your life something that will inspire you, will be like spiritual water. That's why Life Today is here. That's why we offer you inspirational material. The testimonies and witness of the women that have been on Life Today in the Arise devotion and the Arise DVD CD series will bless you beyond words. The great art piece, The Lion and the Lamb, an expression of thanks, something you can look at, thank God you had a part in providing water. And sometimes someone will say, where'd you get that? And you tell them how you got it. You'll be surprised how many people will join you sharing water. Thank you so much for making the call. Thank you for making the gift God put on your heart.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 350 new water wells for remote villages in 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Arise, a beautiful new daily devotional featuring words of encouragement from inspiring women who have shared their faith on life today. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Arise audio-visual devotional featuring 40 days of inspiration from Life Today's favorite women guests. Please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the 2012 commemorative bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. This is the last day. Call, write, or make your gift online.
ចង់បានទឹកស្អាតប្រើឲ្យកុំឲ្យកូនឈឺរងឯនេះខ្វល់តែរឿងកូនទេពេលកូនក្រៅខ្លួនម្ដងម្ដងឈឺពោះហើយកូននេះក៏រៀកនេះក្ដៅខ្លួនរៀកអាចលេខលក់បាយក៏បានដែរខ្លាចកូនឈឺណាមួយអត់លុយមើលវាតែឈឺនឹងមកតែអត់ទីខឹមទេមកខ្លាចវាឆ្លាប់ដោយអមុនខ្ញុំកូនខ្ញុំរៀបដាក់ខ្យល់ខ្ញុំថាកូនឯង ខ្ញុំជិតមកជិតក្រោយទៅចាប់ជិតជាមួយគេដាក់មានលុយគេមើលវាជាដល់វាប្រាប់ខ្ញុំវិញថាម៉ែម៉ែឯងកុំជុំនិយាយថាកុំឲ្យខ្ញុំជុំខ្ញុំក៏ថាខ្ញុំបានជុំតិចកូនខ្ញុំសោកស្ដាយណាស់ ខ្ញុំមិនលែងមើលកូនឲ្យកូនងាប់អត់មានម៉ែឪណាពឹងបានទេបងប្អូនក៏អត់ដែរពេលរួចហើយបានលុយកូនខ្ញុំងាប់កូនខ្ញុំងាប់ហើយតែខ្ញុំមកវិញមកអត់តូនកូនឆ្លាប់ទេ កូននឹងក៏ឆ្លាប់បាត់តោបដែលខ្ញុំម្ដងទៅប្រាប់ទៅម្ដងសួរថាកូនឆ្លាប់ខ្ញុំយកទៅកាប់ផាត់តោខ្ញុំចង់ការមើលកូនទៅពេលគេទៅយ៉ាងណា
I've watched that several times on our program. And I remember so well the first time Betty and I watched it, I said, honey, as a matter of fact, before you could hear us, I said, let's drill her a well. And so you don't need to wonder if Pish's little area, she will have to go get more dirty water for that little precious little child because God put it on our heart to drill her a well. And so the thing I need you to hear is this, it's just a, there are hundreds, thousands, thousands of mothers like that who are saying, I don't want to give my baby more of this water. I love my baby. My baby's my life. They don't. In the impoverished areas, they don't have a lot of entertainment opportunities. I love baby. Greatest source of joy they'll ever have. Perhaps as great a source of joy as we'll ever have is to give that little baby a chance to be that mother's joy and keep being it. So there are lots of pitches, lots of mothers like that. I'm asking you to dial the number and say that we'll drill them a well. You may be able to do the whole well, or part of the well, 1,200 or 2,400, and say, I know somebody will join me. Or say, I tell you what I can do. I can give $48 and give 10 people water. Some of you could give 30 people water. We're making gifts of 144. And Betty, I'm just believing that what happened in our heart when we watched that precious mother, it'll happen in every viewer's heart.
Me too, James. And you know, if she was the only mother that had lost only one child, our hearts should be broken. We should share in the weeping with her. But she's only one of many mothers that are weeping out there because their babies have died or they're dying. But we can make the difference. As we, James and I, were able to make the difference for that mother in her village, there's so many more. You can be a part of that difference. You can be right there in your hearts, giving and sharing life to these children.
And I know, I just know in my heart you will. I have a confidence in my heart that what God did in our heart, He's doing in yours. I just really believe that. And the thing I don't want you to ever think, well, you know, we can't do a whole well. The majority of wells we drill, we got hundreds of them to drill. The majority of them are drilled by people who get $48. And in other words, I said, we have people who say, I can't even give that. Could give 10? You better believe it. Because Jesus said, if you just give a cup of water in my name, you're going to be blessed. I mean, that's a blessing. And you do it for them, you've done it to me. So would you make the call right now? We've got some special gifts to send you, but we're asking every one of you watching to make the largest gift you possibly can. Please do it, and I thank you so much for doing it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 350 new water wells for remote villages in 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people, $72 will impact 15 people, and $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Arise, a beautiful new daily devotional featuring words of encouragement from inspiring women who have shared their faith on Life Today. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Arise audio-visual devotional featuring 40 days of inspiration from Life Today's favorite women guests. Please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and be sure to request the 2012 commemorative bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. This is the last day. Call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I'm kneeling down here by what is a common water source for little village areas. this river meanders through this part of Central America. And it's the water source. It's contaminated with animal waste. It's contaminated with human waste because they don't have any sewage. They have no running water. So they go to the bathroom out here in the bush and the brush. And then it washes here. And people get all kinds of intestinal diseases. And clean water, fresh water, that's the answer. And this is what they have now, making them sick, killing a lot of them, very young. But we can give them a fresh water well. You may be able to give one, or give toward it, or give a cup of water that adds up and becomes a well of water. But we need everyone's help. You make a life-giving call today, please. Betty and I just express gratitude for your help, and we're believing there'll be a day when every single person watching says, you know what? I'm doing something. I'm having a part sharing the heart of God in that specific way. We'll give water. On this last day, we see a miracle that we know we've got all those hundreds of wells drilled, and maybe you say, you know what? Find some more places, because here's help. And we meet every request. Thank you on this last day for your help. Really important that we hear from everyone who wants to share life because of the love of God that's in your heart. God bless you. Thanks again.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.